Now, if you watch the TV show CSI, you already know that forensic scientists often use DNA fingerprinting to solve crimes. Criminals leave a bit of themselves behind at the scene, and technology can pinpoint fairly accurately who it was who did the dirty deed. But now a British company has turned the idea on its head. The company wants criminals to take some DNA with them when they flee the scene. The World's Clark Boyd tells us about the company and its plans to give crooks a little something to be remembered by.
Selectamark Security System started 25 years ago with the idea of deterring crime by visibly marking property. A few years back, the company started doing something called forensic marking.
Forensic marking was designed to give property its own unique identity through a synthetic DNA code, essentially.
That's James Brown, sales director of Selectamark. It put the DNA into a colorless, odorless solution. Selectamark sells the solution in a kit.
Each kit has its own unique DNA, and that essentially enables the police to track down either an item or an offender and say, right, this piece of property or this offender came from this location without any doubt.
The company's also developed a spray version. Brown points above the doorway to a room here in the Selectamark offices just outside London. Imagine, he says, you're a robber just entering a business, and he's the employee. He sees me, pushes a button to arm the system, and as I try to make my escape out the door, motion sensors detect me and...
You get a shower.
Yeah, I did. This is just a fine mist of water. If this was the real thing, the solution would contain the DNA code linked to that location, and a special visual marker that shows up under ultraviolet light. If the police find me and shine a UV light on me, I'll radiate with guilt.
As long as you can see the fluorescence, a swab can be taken of the area and then sent off for analysis.
Later, Brown puts the real deal on the back of my hand. I want to test how long the DNA spray lasts. So 10 days later, I head out to Dendermonde, a small town northwest of the Belgian capital, Brussels, that just started using the DNA system.
We'll see if you are a hygienic person or not.
Yes!
Paul Putteman is the police chief in Dendermonde. For the record, the DNA spray lasts for 2 to 3 weeks, even when you wash regularly. Putteman sends a colleague to get the UV light. Sure enough, I'm nabbed by Officer Willie Velleman.
Yeah, to see some points?
You will be connected due to crime on that place where it was committed.
Just to be clear, I didn't commit a crime.
We don't know, but maybe now we can let me show you the cell complex, so...
Joking aside, Dendermonde will spend nearly $200,000 on Selectamark products over the next 3 years. The police chief says that Dendermonde doesn't have an especially high crime rate, but that they're already seeing results.
We have normally 6 burglaries a month. And now, last month, we had 1 burglary. So, yeah, the crime rate is not very high, but it's interesting to see that it's really going down, the crime rate. Yeah.
In fact, police in the Netherlands report crime reduction of up to 60% in some areas where DNA marking is in use. The spray system is especially popular in high-end big target stores like jewelers. But there's another Dutch company that's now interested in protecting their, or rather your, hard-earned money. Fairplay Casinos has locations all across the Netherlands, and they are all serious targets, says Fairplay's Andreas Philip.
We have day robbers, people that just come in with a sledgehammer, with a gun, with a knife, whatever, and try to steal whatever is in the cashier's money box. And then we have people that just try to break in, old-fashioned way, through windows or back doors or whatever. And then you have the car break-ins. It's much better to prevent them from even coming in, to scare them off.
As you enter the Fairplay Casino just outside of Maastricht, you're greeted by a sizable sign on the door. It shows a would-be robber getting doused. It reads, DNA marking in use here. The signs are an integral part of Selectamark's system, says the company's James Brown.
And that's what we sort of refer to as the DNA fear factor. So when they see the signs that premises are protected with a DNA forensic chemical, it really does act as a huge deterrent to theft or robbery.
Signs are one thing, but can the DNA evidence hold up in court? Brown says that it has, at least in Britain. It has yet to be tested, though, in Dutch or Belgian courts. For The World, This is Clark Boyd.